The Russian Revolution, Monsieur François Coty, the celebrated scent manufacturer, wrote in Figaro on 20 February 1932, the subsidies granted to the Nihilists at this period, 1905-1917, by Jacob Schiff, of Kuhn Loeb and Company, New York, were no longer acts of isolated generosity. A veritable Russian terrorist organization had been set up at his expense. It covered Russia with its emissaries. This creation of terrorist formations by Jews within a country marked down for revolution, whether they be called Nihilists or, as in France in 1789, sacred bands, or Marseillais, or operatives, as in the Britain of Charles I, now stands revealed as standard technique. Jacob Schiff also financed Japan in her war against Russia 1904-5, as we learn from the Jewish Encyclopedia. This war was immediately followed by an attempt at revolution on a considerable scale in Russia, which, however, proved abortive. The next attempt, during the Great War, met with complete success. On the 3rd January, 1906, the Russian foreign minister supplied to Emperor Nicholas II a report on this revolutionary outbreak, which, as revealed in the American Hebrew of July 13, 1918, contained the following passages. The events which took place in Russia in 1905 plainly indicate that the revolutionary movement has a definite international character. The revolutionaries possessed great quantities of arms imported from abroad and very considerable financial means. One is bound to conclude that there are foreign capitalist organizations interested in supporting our revolutionary movement. If we add to the above that, as has been proved beyond any doubt, a very considerable part is played by Jews as ringleaders in other organizations as well as their own, always the most bellicose element of the revolution, we may feel entitled to assume that the above-mentioned foreign support of the Russian revolutionary movement comes from Jewish capitalist circles. The assumption in the foregoing report was indeed well justified. It was to be confirmed by an even more important official document penned at the height of the revolution itself, in 1918, by Mr. Hoedendijk, the representative of the Netherlands government in St. Petersburg, who was in charge of British interests in Russia after the liquidation of our embassy by the Bolsheviks. So important indeed was this report of Mr. Hoedendijk's held to be by Mr. Balfour, to whom it was addressed, that it was set out in a British government white paper on Bolshevism issued in April 1919. Russia number 1. In it I have read the following passage. Emphasis by author. I consider that the immediate suppression of Bolshevism is the greatest issue now before the world, not even excluding the war which is still raging, and unless Bolshevism is nipped in the bud immediately, it is bound to spread in one form or another over Europe, and the whole world, as it is organized and worked by Jews, who have no nationality, and whose one object is to destroy for their own ends the existing order of things. A still clear light is thrown on these happenings by an article written on 12 April, 1919, in a paper called The Communist, at Kharkov, by one M. Cohen. The great Russian Revolution was indeed accomplished by the hands of Jews. There are no Jews in the ranks of the Red Army as far as privates are concerned, but in the committees, and in the Soviet organization as commissars, the Jews are gallantly leading the masses. The symbol of Jewry has become the symbol of the Russian proletariat, which can be seen in the fact of the adoption of the five-pointed star, which in former times was the symbol of Zionism and Jewry. Mr. Fahey, in his important and authenticated work, The Rulers of Russia, is more specific, stating that in 1917 of the 52 persons who took over the direction in Russia, all but Lenin were Jews. So thorough was the mass liquidation of all but hewers of wood and drawers of water in Russia, that this Jewish grip remained unaltered. Dr. Fahey tells us that in 1935 the central executive of the Third International, which ruled Russia, consisted of 59 men, of which 56 were Jews. The other three, including Stalin, were married to Jewesses. Of 17 principal Soviet ambassadors, 4 were Jews. Rulers of Russia, Pages 8 and 9. The Reverend George Simons, who was superintendent of the Methodist Episcopal Church in St. Petersburg from 1907 to October 1918, appeared before a committee of the United States Senate on the 12th February, 1919, and gave them a report of his personal knowledge of the happenings in Russia up to the time he left. Dr. Fahey quotes him as saying during this evidence, "In December, 1918, out of 388 members of the revolutionary government, only 16 happened to be real Russians. All the rest were Jews with the exception of one U.S. Negro. 265 of the Jews come from the Lower East Side of New York. Such has been the condition of affairs in the USSR from that day to this. Though a number of Jews were liquidated in the so-called Moscow Purge, this affected the situation in no way. It merely signified that one Jewish faction had triumphed over, and liquidated, another. There has never been anything in the nature of a Gentile revolt against the Jewish domination. The fact that some Jews were liquidated by winning factions behind the Iron Curtain could be used to deceive the world outside into thinking that this was the result of an anti-Semitic revolt, and from time to time a hoax of this kind has been systematically propagated. As world opinion gradually turned hostile to the USSR, important Jews began to fear that this feeling, combined with the gradual realization that Bolshevism is Jewish, might have unpleasant reactions for them. About 1945, therefore, a further powerful campaign was organized from influential Jewish circles, notably in the USA, to put out the story once again that Russia had turned on the Jews. They evidently failed, however, to advise their lesser brethren of this move, and indignant and informed denials were soon forthcoming. A journal called Bulletin, the organ of the Glasgow Discussion Group, wrote in June 1945, "Such rubbish as is now being spread as to the growth of anti-Semitism in Russia is nothing but malicious lies and pure invention." On 1 February, 1949, the Daily Worker carried an article in which a Mr. Parker gave a few names and figures of Jews in high office in the USSR, from which he had evidently recently returned, for he wrote, "I never heard a breath of criticism over this state of affairs. Anti-Semitism would render a Soviet official liable to prosecution in the same way that a private citizen may be brought before the courts for anti-Semitism." On the 10th November, 1949, the Daily Worker, that constant and burning champion of the Jews, printed an article by Mr. D. Cardoon, entitled, "Stamping Out Anti-Semitism," which shows the complete Jewish control behind the Iron Curtain when he writes, "In Poland and the other people's democracies, anti-Semitism in word or deed is most heavily punished." Between 1945 and 1949, the propaganda to convince Gentiles outside the Iron Curtain that within that area anti-Semitism was rampant, and the Jews driven from high office everywhere was energetically pursued. It began to be believed by quite a number of people, who should have known better. So much so, that in the autumn of the latter year I thought it worthwhile to get out a list showing the number of vital positions held by Jews behind the Iron Curtain. Here is an extract from those lists. USSR Premier, Stalin, married to a Jewess, Vice Premier, Kaganovich, Jew, Ministry of State Control, Mechlis, Jew, Military and Naval Construction, Ginsburg, Jew, Minister Common Form Organ, Yudin, Jew, Chief Publicist Abroad for USSR, Yudin Ilya Ehrenberg, Jew, Ministry of Building Enterprises Machinery, Yudin, Jew, Foreign Minister, Molotov, married to a Jewess, Poland, Virtual Ruler, Jacob Bergman, Jew, Public Prosecutor, T. Cyprian, Jew, OC Youth Movements, Dr. Brainewski, Jew, Hungary, Virtual Ruler, Matthias Rakosi, Jew, Romania, Virtual Ruler, Anna Paucăr, Jewess, since removed for deviationism but replaced by another Jew, Yugoslavia, Virtual Ruler, Moishe Pajid, Jew, Yudin Molotov. Note, Kagan or Kagan is the Khazarian word for king. More than 90% of Jews today are not Semitic, nor are their ancestors. They are of the Turco-Mongolian tribe of Khazars, whose Kagan adopted Talmudism around 740 AD. In May 1949, the Daily Worker, which is, of course, consistently and ardently pro-Jewish, printed an article by Mr. A. Rothstein praising the USSR to the skies, and about the same time another article in similar lines about the paradise behind the Iron Curtain by Mr. Sam Aaronvich. On the 10th November the same paper printed an article in which D. Cardoon, writing of the people's democracies and the stamping out of anti-Semitism there, wrote, "No one could dream of making an anti-Semitic speech or writing an anti-Semitic article in any of these countries. If they did, their jail sentence would be both immediate and lengthy. In the last few years we have been supplied with further dramatic proof of the vital interrelation between Jews and the USSR from the Canadian spy trials, which focused the spotlight on Adam spying for the USSR, with the conviction and imprisonment of Frank Rosenberg, alias Rose, the Canadian Jew Communist Member of Parliament, and several Jews, to the conviction and imprisonment of many others of the same gang in Britain and the USA, including Fuchs, Professor Weinbaum, Judith Kaplan, Harry Gold, David Greenglass, Julius Rosenberg, Miriam Moskowitz, Abraham Brothens, and Raymond Boyer, who, though a Gentile by birth, married a Jewess and, I believe, adopted the Jewish creed on that occasion. Finally, we had the flight to the USSR with Adam secrets also of the Jew Professor Pancorvo, who had been working in close association with Fuchs. No doubt we shall continue to be regaled with plausible stories proving that Russia has gone anti-Semitic, but it is not hard to realize that such a Jewish group backed by the most elaborate spy and liquidation squads known to man, would cause a convulsion which would shake the world before its grip could be broken.